God's new revelation. To Jesus, the good news of the kingdom of God was the decisive action God was taking to defeat the kingdom of Satan, the domination system itself. Jesus saw himself as the one who was called to announce the beginning of God's new order, a domination-free order for human life. As the new order began, he could see the old order falling. He said to them, his disciples, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning." Luke 10, verse 18. God's kingdom would bring an end to domination, violence, injustice, and poverty, all signs of Satan's kingdom. Those who would benefit most would be those who suffer most under the domination system, the poor and the marginalized, social outcasts, women, and children. Thus, Jesus proclaims good news to the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Those who benefit most from the domination system, the powerful and the wealthy, will find it difficult to enter God's kingdom because they will be called to voluntarily give up their wealth and share it with the poor. The wealthy are wedded to the old order because it provides them with obvious benefits, including a sense of security, success, and well-being. The new economic order of God's kingdom is not based on the personal accumulation of wealth, but on gracious generosity, sharing, and sufficiency. Jesus taught us to pray only for what we need for tomorrow, grant us the food we need for each day. God's new order began with Jesus. It exists side by side with the old order of Satan. Someday God's new order will fill the earth. Until that day, we are called to live out God's new order of equality, humility, servanthood, compassion, forgiveness, nonviolence, and sharing in the midst of the old. Doing that, however, puts us into conflict with the kingdom of Satan, because the values of the domination system, the pursuit of power, prestige, wealth, and exclusive community are the dominant values of any society. Followers of Jesus will always find themselves countercultural. God's will for all. The values of Satan's kingdom are most clearly identified with the values of self, self-interest, self-concern, self-centeredness, selfishness. A focus on the self often leads to alienation, isolation, and separation from communion with others and with God. The values of the kingdom of God are most clearly identified with concern for the other, compassion, service, and sharing. Dietrich Bonhoeffer characterized Jesus, our model, as the man for others. God's kingdom is not established by domination, coercion, or violence. It is open to all and is offered as an invitation. But it relies on a profound change of heart and a radical change of life to enter. Entrance requires a change in priorities from self-interest, what will I eat? What will I drink? What will I wear? To a compassionate interest in the least in society, what will they eat? What will they drink? What will they wear? The kingdom involves feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the imprisoned, caring for the sick, and accepting the unacceptable. ICBM is new transformation. The kingdom of God is the realization of a fundamental utopia of the human heart. For Jesus, God's reign is both a realization of all our authentically human hopes and dreams and much more than we have ever dreamed of or hoped for. The kingdom of God is a vision of a radical transformation of human beings and human institutions, social, political, economic, and religious, to a form that will express the character and nature of God. It is a belief that the rule of God in human lives and institutions will transform the social structures of hierarchy, domination, and inequity into structures of equality. It is the total transformation of this world, free from all that alienates human beings, free from unnecessary suffering, sin, divisions, and the fearful power of death. The divine activity of the kingdom of God is focused on the needs and desires of the people. The kingdom of God is a movement, a gathering of people who have decided to follow Jesus. It is a community of people who are committed to the new values of the new order. These are people who listen to the words of Jesus and act on them. Jesus referred to this community as his true family. The kingdom of God is not great and mighty. Most of the time, it appears hidden from view. It is found in action. It involves simple everyday acts of compassion, acceptance, forgiveness, and service. Every act that weakens the domination system strengthens the kingdom of God. Through small actions by many people, the world will be transformed.